Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Leadership Conference, lots of great speakers, and our very own farm reporter Macy Carter had the chance to visit with Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur about some of the biggest priorities that Blaine's looking at the federal level.
I would say number one certainly is Farm Bill, and that's been on everyone's mind for a long time now, and we are appreciative of the extension, but hopeful to get some resolution to that this year, and within Farm Bill, everything from ag research to animal health to conservation efforts, all things that I think are very important to our producers here in Oklahoma, and we want to continue to carry that message to our congressional members as well.
Within the Farm Bill, Arthur said she's paying close attention to matters that will be important for producers in Oklahoma.
You know, it's a little bit of a stalemate at the federal level. I think we're very fortunate in Oklahoma that we've got someone like Congressman Lucas, who is absolutely the expert on the Farm Bill and those programs and how they benefit producers. We're hopeful that compromise will happen there in D.C. It's really important to all of our ag producers because living in Oklahoma, the weather can be very challenging. So if it's on the livestock side of things or the crop production side of things, a lot of those programs, those safety net programs in the Farm Bill, incredibly important, and we hope that we get to a good place with this Farm Bill.
Arthur also discussed the chemical PFAS.
It's found in lots of things, a lot of plastics, in some of the foam that might be used in firefighting response, and so because of that, it can be found a lot of places as well, and I think there's lots of questions that need to be answered in the long-term impacts potentially of PFAS and how that impacts both us as producers and the landscape as well.
Looking at the attitude of producers throughout the state of Oklahoma, Arthur said there has been a lot of optimism relating to recent moisture.
Well, certainly glad to have moisture, much better than we've had the past couple of years. Cattle prices are good, which makes folks happy. Our pork industry had really, really tough year last year, but resilient folks who have kind of stayed with it and continuing on in their operation. So on the crop production side of thing, I think there's some optimism just because moisture makes it a whole different ballgame. And two, really across the state, we've still got some counties that are in, one of the different levels on the drought monitor, but we've got a lot of them that are totally off of that, and I think that creates some optimism as we come into this new year and look forward to good things to come.
To hear the complete conversation with Macy Carter and Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.